B'Seiyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Nun Vov. We're going to start at the last line of Daf Nun Hey Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Omar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Omar Reb Yonason, Kol Ha'imir B'nei Shmuel Chotu. Anyone who says that the children of Shmuel did an Avera, Einu Elo Toya, he's mistaken. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayihi Kizokin Shmuel Ubonov Loi holchu bidrachov. The Pasuk says that the children of Shmuel, his sons, did not go in his ways. Bidrachov hudu loi holchu. It's true that they didn't go and follow the very righteous and lofty ways of Shmuel. Michto nami loi chotu. But that doesn't mean they did averus. They just weren't on the level of their father, Shmuel. And Rabbi Yonason now explains. Elomani mekayim vayetu achare abotza. Does the Pasuk not say that they turned around, they were not straight, because of monetary gain, bribery, sheichad, and ivus adin? Says the Gemara, shelo osu kemaisei aviem. There was something they did that was not exactly like what their father did, and there was some turn or some seeming monetary gain in it, and that's why the Pasuk says that they turned away and vayitu achrei abotza. But not that they actually did an avera. Shahoyo Shmuel atzadik mechazir b'chol mekoymus Yisrael v'don oison ba'arem. Shmuel, who was a great tzadik, he used to travel from one place to the next in order to judge the people in those cities. Shenemar, as it says, v'holach midei shono b'shono, that Shmuel would go every year. V'sovav beis el v'agilgol v'amitzpah. He would go to all these places, v'shofat es Yisrael, and he would judge Klal Yisrael there. V'heim le'osu kein, but his children did not do that. Ela yoshu barem, they would sit in their own cities, and they would judge from there. K'dei leharbois sachar lechazonem, in order to increase the income of those that were attending to them, u'lesofrem, and to their scribes. They had people that would be working for them, for the Beis Din, and they would get paid extra to go and call the people to come to the city. And then there was the people who were the scribes who would write down whatever needed to be writing down in the Beis Din. And for their gain, that's why they decided we're not going round to all the different places, we'll get everybody to come here. And because they wanted, there was some monetary gain for the attendance for the scribes of this Beis Din of the children of Shmuel. And therefore, it says that the children of Shmuel, that they were vayatu, they turned aside, and achrei abotza, you know, to for some seeming monetary gain. Continues the Gemara. Ketanoi, it's actually a machlekes tanoim whether the children of Shmuel did this avera or not. It says in the Pasuk, Vayatu achrei abotza, they turned aside for monetary gain. Reb Meir Oimer Chelkom Shoalu Befiem. We know that the children of Shmuel, they were from the Shevet of Levi. And Levim are deserving to get certain chalokim in the Matnois Kuhuna, certain maestros that come to the Levim. And it says that, Reb Meir says that the Averus was, and that this is what it means, Vayatu achrei abotza, that they actually asked, they verbally expressed their desire to be those Levim to receive the Matnois Kuhuna from the people. And since they explicitly requested their portion of the maestros, there was a little bit of botza, a little bit of running after money there, but it was not actually an Avera because it's deserving to them. The other shittas, opinions we're about to see, held that they actually did an Avera. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Melai Hitilu al Bale Batim, that these children of Shmuel, they actually gave the people of their cities, they gave them jobs, they gave out the merchandise in order for the people who would receive them to invest them, and then parts of the profits would go back to the Bnei Shmuel. And therefore, when these people had to come to a Beis Din, there was some level of sheichad, of bribery there, because they had actually served the Bnei Shmuel. And since when these people that came to the Beis Din and had previously gained for the Beis Din, they had invested in the property of the Beis Din and given them profits, and now the Beis Din are not allowed to judge them because there's some sheichad here, and nonetheless they did that was an avera of sheichad. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, kupo yaseiro shel maisa notlu bizraya, that the some of the matonois that they were not allowed to get, they would take them forcefully, even though they were allowed to take maisa, but they were not allowed to take more quantities of maisa than was coming to them, and they would take even more than they were deserving, and that's an avera. It's not coming to them. Rabbi Yisya Emir, matnois notlu bizraya, that they would take forcibly some of the other matnois kohana, the zoreya lechayim and the keva, and since they were levim, it's not clear bichlal that they were deserving of it. And even though it could be if the Yisrael would give it to the levim, they're allowed to take it, but the levim are certainly not allowed to. They have no right to claim it by force, and that was also an avera that they did. So according to Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yehuda, they did do some avera with monetary gain or bribery. However, according to Rabbi Meir, they did not actually do an avera. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonason. Kol ha'omer David chata einoi elo toye. We're moving now to David HaMelech. If one reads the psukim in the Nach, in the at face value, then the psukim say that David HaMelech arranged for Uriah Achiti to be in the front of the war lines. He was killed. David HaMelech then took his wife and lay with his wife. And if you read the psukim, it seems that he took Uriel's wife before Uriel's wife received a divorce, and even before it was clear that he was allowed to take her. And then there's a discussion, how correct was it of David to actually send Uriah Achiti to have him killed? And how correct was it that he took his wife before she received the divorce? And if you learn the psukim at face value, that's the avera we're discussing. Says Rabbi Yonason in the Gemara that David chata if you think David HaMelech actually made a mistake, you're making a mistake. He didn't do an avera. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Vahi David lechol droch of maskil, David HaMelech was successful in all his ways, Vahashem imoy, and Hashem was with him, etc. Could it be that he did an avera and nonetheless the shechina is with him? Of course not. It must be he didn't do the avera. Ask the Gemara Elomani Mekayim, how to understand the psukim in the rebuke that Nosson Hanovi gave to David HaMelech, Madua Boziso Estevar Hashem, why have you despised the words of Hashem, La'aso Yishora Be'ini Hashem, that you did something that was bad, it was evil, in Hashem's eyes. Says the Gemara, do you know what it means in the Pasuk? Lasis hora, she bikesh lasis, v'lo osa. He sought to do a sinful act with Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, but in actual fact, he did not do it. And the Gemara is going to prove this. Omar Rav, Rebbe de Osa Medovid, Rebbe who was a descendant of David HaMelech, Mahapeich v'dorish b'schusei to David, he would expound the psukim, he would explain the psukim in a way that would be in defense of David HaMelech, and he explained as follows, Madua bozisa es devar Hashem la'aso yisora, the pasuk that says, why have you despised the word of Hashem to do that which is evil? Rebbe Omer, Mashun ra'ozu, the evil mentioned here, is different mikol ro'is sheba Torah from all the other times that evil is mentioned in the Torah. Shekol ro'is sheba Torah ksivbu vayas. All the other times it mentions bad in the Torah, it says that vayas hora be'ini Hashem. He did something that was bad in Hashem's eyes. V'kan here ksiv lasois. It says to do evil, not that he did evil. And what does that mean? Shebikesh la'asos v'lo osa, that David HaMelech merely sought to do it. He entertained the idea of doing that act, which would have been an avera, but in actual fact, he did not do it. Now Rebbe is continuing to explain the psukim that Nosson Hanovi was rebuking David HaMelech. It says, "Es Uriah Achiti hikisol v'cherev, you struck Uriah Achiti with a sword." And that seems to be an avera, that seems to be accusing David HaMelech of murdering Uriah Achiti. Says the Gemara, Shehoyo lecho ledoinoi b'sanhedrin v'loidanto. Whether he actually was a murderer or not, whether he killed him, of course not. But the claim that was against David was just, you should have judged him in the Sanhedrin, and you didn't. V'sishtoi lokachto locho leisho. And now Nosson Hanovi is continuing and saying, and you took his wife as a wife, And that seems to be charging David HaMelech with znus. He took an Eishes Ish. Says the Gemara, Likuchin yesh lecha bo. When it says Ves Ishtoi lokachto lecha l'isha, it means that you did a kiddushin, a valid kiddushin with her. A valid kiddushin you can't do with an Eishes Ish. So the pasuk is actually proof to us that David HaMelech did not do the Aveira. And when he took her, she was actually able to legally get married, and she was no longer an Eishes Ish at that point. Domer Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omer Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason is now going to explain how could it be that she was not an Eishes Ish. She was married to Uriah Achiti in that time. Because Rabbi Yonason said, Kol Hayetzelem and Chemes based David, whoever goes out in the wars that were led by David HaMelech, Kosev get Krisus l'Ishtoi, he writes a divorce to his wife. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ves Hasoro Charitze Hecholov Ho'ele. And bring these 10 cheeses. Tovi lesar ha'olef, bring it to the captain of the thousands. Ves achecho tifkoid l'sholoim, and look into your brother's well-being. Ves arubosom tikach, and ascertain their safety. Arubosom is referring to their safety. Says the Gemara, my arubosom, what is meant by their safety? What was the pasuk alluding to? What was the pasuk referring to here? Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Yosef, Dvorim ha-mu'uravim beinoi lebeino. The word mu'uravim also means a connection, something that combines, something that connects a husband and a wife. What is it that connects a husband and a wife? A marriage. So he said that before you go to war, take with you and make sure you leave behind, so to speak, a divorce. And that way, if chas v'sholem, anything goes wrong and these men do not return from war, at least, and there's no definite and clear evidence that their wives have become widows, at least there will be a get that will say that if I don't return from war, then this divorce will be valid at a time when it could be valid. We're not going now into the intricate details of how this divorce was written, but this was a divorce that anyone that did not return from the camps, from the war front, his wife was divorced. And therefore, David HaMelech, who Uriah Chiti did not come back from the war front, also arranged by David HaMelech indirectly, but practically speaking, Uriah did not come back, and therefore his wife was a widow, and therefore David HaMelech could be Mekadosh, could even do a valid Kiddushin on her, and therefore he did not do the Aveira of Eishes Ish. And now Rebbe continues to explain the rebuke of Noson Hanovi. V'oisoi horagto b'cherev b'nei Amoin. And you, so to speak, David, have slain Uriah Achiti with the sword of Amoin. Because that's what David HaMelech did. He sent Uriah to the war with Amoin in the hope that somebody in Amoin would kill Uriah Achiti. Says Rebbe, do you know how to understand that? Not that David was held responsible for killing him. No. But what David did is he's as guilty as what Amoin did. Or so to speak, as guilty as David is for what Amoin did, he's that guilty for what he did. Ma cherev b'nei Amoin i'atonena shalov. In the same way as it's clear that David HaMelech is not going to be punished for those people that Amoin killed, so too, af Uriah Chiti i'atonena shalov, David HaMelech is not going to be punished for the fact that in the war, Uriah Achiti was killed. Asks the Gemara, Maitam, why indeed was he not responsible for causing Uriah to be killed? Says the Gemara, Moirid b'malchus hava, actually Uriah was a rebel against the king, and somebody who's Moirid b'malchus is chayiv misa, he's deserving of death. Where do we see in the Pasuk that Uriah was Moirid b'malchus? The Omar Lei, because David HaMelech said to Uriah, gave him an instruction to go home, and Uriah explained that the reason I didn't listen to you was the Omar Lei. He said to David, Va'adoini Yoav, my master Yoav, Va'avde Adoini, and the servant of my master, referring to David HaMelech, Al Pnei Asod HaChoinim, they are camping out in the open fields. How can I go home to my wife and family and just pretend that everything is business as usual and nothing's going on? And the fact that he called Yoav Adoini, my master, in front of David HaMelech, who was the king, that was a rebellion on some level against the Melucha, and therefore he was Chayev Misa. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav, ki ma'aynas bei bedovid le'mishpach and le'mishkachas bei bar midu'uria. And here it seems to be a little bit different than Mefarshim explained to what we just saw now. We just saw now in the Gemara from Rebbe that David was not held responsible at all for the fact that Uriah was killed. And Rav himself here said, ki ma'aynas bei bedovid, that if you look into everything David did, le'mishkachas le'bar midu'uriah, you will find one thing that seems to be an avera, and that is regarding Uriah. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Rak bidvar Uriah achiti, that except for the matter of Uriah achiti, then everything Hashem did in Hashem's eyes found favor in Hashem's eyes. And the Gemara is going to explain. Abaya kashisha romi derav adarav. Abaya, the elder, he asked a seeming contradiction between in Rav himself. Mi omar Rav hochi, could Rav just say what we just said now, that the only thing that David did wrong was regarding Uriah achiti? Did Rav not save omar Rav kibil David loshen hara, that David HaMelech accepted loshen hara, and we'll soon see what that was? Says the Gemara Kasha, you're right that what Rav's statement that the only thing David did was regarding Uriah achiti, it's a question, it's a real difficulty. Now the Gemara is going to explain what happened with the Loshen Hara. Gufa, Rav Omar Kibil David Loshen Hara. Rav says that David HaMelech accepted Loshen Hara, and it had very, very terrible ramifications, as we're going to see. Tichsiv says in the Pasuk, Vayoymer lo HaMelech, Eifoy hu. David HaMelech asked Tziva, right? Tziva, who was a servant, an Eved Knani of Shaul HaMelech, and he asked this Tziva, where are there any descendants of Shaul HaMelech still alive? This is after Shaul passed away. And Tziva said to David HaMelech, there is a descendant. Yonasan, the son of Shaul, has a child called Mephibosheth, who himself was handicapped on some level. He couldn't walk properly. And he was telling David HaMelech that Mephibosheth exists. Yes, there's a descendant of Shaul HaMelech alive. Vayomer Tziva el HaMelech, Tziva said to David HaMelech, Hinehu beis mochir ben Amiel, but loy dovo. He said to him that Mephibosheth is in the house of Mochir ben Amiel, ba loy dovo, which would mean in a place called loy dovo. What he actually meant was, but loy dovo, there's nothing in it. This Mephibosheth, he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's not a sage, he's not wise, you've got nothing to run after him there. Uchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayishlach HaMelech, that David HaMelech sent for him, Vayikochehu, and he took Mephibosheth mi beis mochir ben Amiel mi loy dovor. He took him from loy dovor, from this place of loy dovor. And really what it means is, he not miloy dovor, but molei dovor. When he actually found Mephibosheth and took Mephibosheth to his home, he saw that not only was Mephibosheth not empty of knowledge, rather he was full of knowledge. He was a great sage. Asks Rav, Mechte Chazya de Shakrohu. Now that David HaMelech saw that this Tzivya was lying about the level of chokhmah, of intellect, of knowledge of Mephibosheth, ki hodo al shinilave, when later, we'll soon see what happened, but when later Tzivya, he was malshin, he said loshen hara, he slandered Mephibosheth to David, my tam kiblamine, why did David HaMelech accept the words of Tzivya? And now we're going to see what happened. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, vayomer HaMelech, and the David HaMelech said again to this Tzivya, V'aye ben Adonecho, where is the descendant of your master Shaul? What was his master Shaul? Referring to Mephibosheth, the son of Yonasan, the son of Shaul. V'yemer Tzivo el HaMelech, and Tzivo said to David HaMelech, Hine Yoshe b'Yerushalayim, he's in Yerushalayim. David HaMelech wanted to know, why was Mephibosheth not with him during his wars, and when he was coming back, when he was running away from Avshalom, now Avshalom, the son of David, who was chasing David, had been killed, and David HaMelech was coming back, and all this time Mephibosheth was not with him. He asked this Tzviya, where was Mephibosheth? And Tzviya said, Mephibosheth is Yeshiv B'Yerushalayim, And the connotation of his words are, he's waiting in Yerushalayim to become the king, and so to speak, to overpower and to overturn your kingdom, David HaMelech. That means he's waiting to restore the kingdom of his own ancestor, Shaul HaMelech, which David HaMelech had taken over. And Rav explains, how do we know that David HaMelech actually accepted this accusation against Mephibosheth? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayomer HaMelech leTzivo. David HaMelech said to this Tzivo, Hinei lecho kol asher leMephibosheth. Everything that belongs to Mephibosheth, I'm giving it to you. Which means that David HaMelech was reacting and saying, if Mephibosheth is rebelling against me, I'm taking all his assets away and giving it to you. Vayomer Tzivo. And Tzivor said, "Hishtachavesi emtzochein be'enei Adoni HaMelech." I prostrate myself, and he said, "May I find favor in your eyes, David HaMelech." And this wasn't the end of the story. And Rashi actually explains that he was only saying to Tzivor, "If it proves to be correct that, and I find some proof or indication that indeed Mephibosheth was trying or is waiting to overpower me, then everything will be taken away from Mephibosheth and given to Tzivya." And we're soon going to see that David HaMelech, he did accept it, at least partially. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Omar, Shmuel argues with Rav and says, Lo kibel David Lashon Hara. He says that David HaMelech did not accept the, and not believe the Lashon Hara. Dvorim hanikorim chozaboy. He saw there was some indication, there were some signs in the behavior of Mephibosheth that actually told David HaMelech that Tzvia was right and that Mephibosheth was not on his side anymore. And that's why he did what he did. Tichsiv, what did David HaMelech see? It says in the Pasuk, Mephibosheth ben Shaul, Mephibosheth, a descendant of Shaul, Yorad likras HaMelech, when he came back towards David HaMelech, Loi oso raglov, He did not dress his feet. He didn't trim his beard. He didn't launder his clothes. And all this shows that he was very displeased. He was not happy with David HaMelech, and he was not excited. He was not part of the fact that David HaMelech was now coming back to the throne. It says in the Pasuk, Vayhi kibor Yerushalayim likras HaMelech. When David HaMelech came back to Yerushalayim, Vayomer HaMelech, and David HaMelech asked Mephibosheth then, Lomo loy holachto imi Mephibosheth. You Mephibosheth, why did you not come with me on my travels? Vayomer, and Mephibosheth answered, Adoni HaMelech, my master the king, Avdi Rimoni, my slave deceived me. Ki Omar, Avdecho, Achbesholi Chamoir, Ve'erkavoleo. He said, your servant said, I'm going to saddle the donkey and we're going to go together, Ve'elich el HaMelech. We're going to travel together to David HaMelech. I was planning to be with you and my servant was going to take me there. And what happened? Because Kipiseach Avdecho, because me, Mephibosheth, your servant, I'm lame. I cannot go on my own. And what happened was that my servant, he went without me, and therefore I couldn't come with you. So he was actually excusing himself and explaining why he wasn't with David, and this was against the accusation that this Tzviah said to David HaMelech. Vayiragil ba'avdecho, and he says, and I know that your servant Tzviah, he slandered el Adoni HaMelech, he slandered against me, your servant Mephibosheth, against to the king. I know that Mephibosheth told you that the reason that I wasn't with you is because I was planning to rebel against you. V'adoni HaMelech, HaMelech k'malecho Elohim. But I know that you, David HaMelech, you're like an angel. Na'aseh atov be'inecho, and I'm assuming and taking it for granted you're going to do what's right and you're going to understand the truth and know that I have nothing against you. V'yoyim Elohim HaMelech, David HaMelech answered to Mephibosheth, Lomo tedaber oy dvorecho. Omarti ato v'tzivyo techalku es hasode. David HaMelech said to Mephibosheth, you can stop what you're saying, and I'm not accepting what you're saying fully. I am hear what you're saying. It's still a doubt, and therefore your belongings are now 50-50. You can keep half of your assets. Half of them I'm giving to Tzvia. Vayoyimah Mephibosheth el HaMelech. Mephibosheth then got annoyed and responded very disrespectfully to David HaMelech and said, Gamas akol yikach. If so, if you're going to take away half of my belongings, take them all. Since David HaMelech, you, my king, has returned in peace in the house. And now the Gemara is going to explain what this sequence, this sentence. He says, Omar, he said as follows, Omar loy, ani omarti, I Mephibosheth all the time said about you, David HaMelech, Mosai tovi b'sholim, when will the king return in peace? I had no intentions of rebelling against you. And that's how you treat me? I don't have a complaint against you, David HaMelech. I now have a complaint, so to speak, against Hashem, that Hashem brought you back in peace. Because this is an injustice that you're doing to me. This is what it says in the Pasuk. Uben Yoinason, the son of Yoinason, Meiriv Boal. And the literal translation is that his name was Meiriv Boal. Asks the Gemara v'chi Meiriv Baal Shemoi. Was his name Meiriv Baal? Yoinason didn't have such a son. V'aloi Mephibosheth Shemoi. His name was Mephibosheth. Elo mitoich she'oso meriva im bailov. Because he was arguing, he quarreled with his master, referring to Hashem. Yotza Baskel, a heavenly voice, came out v'omro and said, v'omro loi nitza bar nitza. The word Meiriv Baal is, the Meiriv is a quarrel. And the Baskel said that this Mephibosheth, he is Nitza Bar Nitza, a quarreler, the son of a quarreler. Nitza Hada Omron, this that he quarreled, we know, he's quarreled against Hashem. He told Hashem, I hold it against you that you brought David HaMelech back in peace. Bar Nitza, a descendant of somebody who quarreled, is Tichsiv, he's a descendant of Shaul HaMelech, who also quarreled. What does that mean? It says in the Pasuk, Vayova Yishol Ad Ir Amolik, Shaul came till the city of Amolik, Vayorev Banachal, he contended with the riverbed. And this Vayorev is again a quarrel. He went against Hashem because of something he learned from a riverbed. What did he learn? Omar Rebbe Moni, Al Iske Nachal. Reb Moni said that it was because of something to do with the riverbed that caused Shaul not to kill Agog, Melech of Amalek, and not to kill all the sheep, and some say even all the young people there. He didn't kill because he learned something from the riverbed. What did he learn from the riverbed? By the riverbed, we know that when one single person is found dead, and we don't know who murdered him, then we have to bring an Eglo Arufa. We have to behead an Egel, a calf, into a specific type of riverbed, into a river. He said, if the Torah is so worried about a single person that was murdered, even more so, the Torah is worried about innocent young people that shouldn't be killed, and the Torah is worried about cattle that shouldn't be killed. And this learning, so to speak, that Shaul HaMelech learned from the riverbed, which was obviously a mistake, because he had been given explicit instructions to destroy Amalek. And that means men, women, and children, and their animals. But because of what Shaul learned from the riverbed, from the Nachal, he became a quarreler, and he went against Hashem, and did not kill Amalek. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, B'shar she'omar David l'mephibosheth. At that point, that David HaMelech said to Mephibosheth, Ato, which means that David at least partially received and accepted the Lashon Hara that Mephibosheth had said against David, that Tzivya had said against Mephibosheth, which is why he said that 50% of Mephibosheth's assets are going to go to Tzivya. At that point, it was held against David HaMelech. V'yotza Basko, the heavenly voice, cried out and said, V'omro loy, Rechavom v'yerovom yechalku es ha-melucha. After your son, Shlomo HaMelech, passes away, then the whole kingdom is going to split into two. There's going to be the base the Yisrael, the base Yehuda. There's going to be Rechavom and Yerovom, who are going to be rivalry leaders on different parts of Klal Yisrael, on different parts of Eretz Yisrael. And actually what happened was that Yerovam, he caused Klal Yisrael to do Avodah Zarah, and it was terrible. Omer Yehuda Maravil Moli Lo Kibil David Loshen Hora. David HaMelech not accepted the Loshen Hora. Lo Nechlok Malchus Beis David, then the house of David would not have become split. Lo Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah, then that would have prevented Klal Yisrael from serving idols. We know that one of the reasons that Klal Yisrael went into Golus, into exile, was because they served Avodah Zarah. They only served Avodah Zarah because of Yerovam, and Yerovam only managed to split the kingdom because David split the assets of Mephibosheth. Continues the Gemara, and we're now moving to the next stage, to Shlomo HaMelech. If one reads the Psukim in the Nach, it would seem that Shlomo HaMelech, with the many wives that he had that originated from all sorts of nations in the world, they were the ones that led him to serve Avodah Zarah towards the end of his life. And that's a very serious Avera. Says the Gemara, Omer Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Reb Yonason, it was said in the name of Reb Yonason, Kol Ha'omer Shlomo Choto Einu Elotoye, anyone who says that Shlomo HaMelech actually did those Averas that seem to be attributed to him is making a mistake. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, V'loi hoyo levovoi sholim im Hashem Elikov, and Shlomo HaMelech's heart was not perfect with following Hashem, B'kilvav David Oviv, as was the heart of his father David HaMelech. So you see there clearly that K'levav David Oviv hu d'loi hava, michto nami loi choto. It's true that his heart was not perfect like his father David HaMelech's was, but that doesn't mean that he did an Avera. It was only a lack of perfection in his heart. It was not that he sinned. Elomani mekayim, so how do we understand the pasuk that seems to say that he did sin? Vahi le'eis ziknas Shlomo, when Shlomo became older, noshov hitu es levovoi, his wives turned his heart aside away from Hashem, And the apostle continues that he served Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Huka Reb Noson. You have to understand that pasuk like Reb Noson explained. Reb Noson Rami, Reb Noson asked a seeming contradiction. Ksiv in one pasuk it says, Vayhi le'eis ziknas Shlomoi noshov hitu es levovoi, with the passage of time, as Shlomo HaMelech became older, his wives turned his heart aside to serve Avodah Zarah. Voksiv, and another pasuk it says, Kilavav David Oviv, that the only lack in Shlomo HaMelech was that he was not as perfect as his father David, but not that he did an Avera. Kilavav David Oviv hu d'loy hava, michtana mileichoti. He was only not as perfect as his father, but he didn't do Averas. How do we explain this contradiction? Says Reb Noson, Hochi komar, Vahi le'eis ziknas Shlomo inoshov hitu es levovoi lo leches. It's true that his wives, they turned his heart aside to go after those idols to do Avodah Zarah. It was Hitu, they did turn his heart in that direction of Acharei Elohim Achirim, but V'loi Holach. In actual fact, he did not go. He was stronger than the inclination he had. It was stronger than the desire that these wives had put into him. He overcame the desire and did not do the Avera. That's what it means. Loleches, that they wanted him to go, but he didn't go in actual fact. Asks the Gemara of Oksiv, does it not say explicitly in the Pasuk, Oz Yivne Shlomo Bomo, Shlomo HaMelech built a type of Mizbeach, Lichmoish Shiket Moyov, for Kmoish, that was a Shiket, an abomination, an Avodah Zarah of Moyov. So you see that it seems that Shlomo HaMelech did build a Mizbeach for the Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, no, shebikesh livnois v'loi bono. It says, oz yivne, he intended to build, but he didn't build in actual fact. Asks the Gemara, elo me'ato, if that's how you're reading the word yivne, that it means that he wanted to, but didn't, how do you read the posuk that says, by Yeshua, oz yivne Yeshua mizbeach l'Hashem, that Yeshua, he built a Mizbeach for Hashem, and that was a positive thing he wanted to do. Does it also mean he wanted to and didn't? Shebikesh livno yisulei bono? Can it be that he did not actually build that Mizbeach? Elo de bono. Of course Yeshua did build it. Yivne means he built. If so, hochana mean de bono. If so, who? So too here with Shlomo HaMelech, he actually built the Mizbeach for the Avodah Zarah. Eloka d'Tanya. No, you have to learn it like the following brisa. Rabbi Yosi Omer ve'es habomos asher al pnei Yerushalayim. All these mizbechos, these altars that were built for Avodah Zarah, that were facing Yerushalayim, asher miyamin lehar hamishcha or lehar hamashchis, they were on the right of this mountain. Asher bono Shlomo Melech Yisrael, that Shlomo Melech built in Eretz Yisrael, la'ashtoros, la'ashtoros, shiket tzidonim, that Shlomo Melech built these mizbeach for Ashtoros, which was the Avodah Zarah of tzidonim. So you see here that it was Yeshayahu HaMelech that destroyed those mizbeachos. And the Gemara is asking, Rabbi Yosi is explaining, Esher bo also, could it be that the Melech also, who was a tzaddik, who destroyed the Avodah Zarah that were in Eretz Yisrael at the time, and he lived after Shlomo HaMelech, could it be that also came v'loy biarom and did not destroy those mizbeichos? Yehoshafat, and afterwards came Yehoshafat, who was also a great tzaddik, and also destroyed the Avodah Zarah, v'loy biarom, and he didn't destroy them. Ad shebo Yeshio ubiarom, and it was only when Yeshio came and he was the one that destroyed these mizbeichos. It can't be. V'aloy kol Avodah Zarah sheba Eretz Yisrael, all their idols in Eretz Yisrael. Asa v'yeshafot biarom. Those that were there in the time of Asa, he destroyed them. Those that were then there in the time of Yeshafot, he destroyed them. How can it be that these mizbeichos made by Shlomo for Avodah Zarah, how can it be that Yeshayo, he was the one that destroyed it and not any of those before him? Elo, the Pasuk means to say not that Yeshayo destroyed them. And those mizbeichos, they were there, we'll soon see in a minute who built them. They were attributed to Shlomo HaMelech, and they were there, and it was Asa that destroyed them. But the destruction was attributed to Yeshaya. Let's see how. Elomakish Rishonim Lachreinim. The Pasuk wants to compare the Rishonim, referring to Shlomo HaMelech, who was first, and Lachreinim to Yeshayahu, who was last, who was later. Ma Achreinim Loi Asu. In the same ways, it's clear that Yeshayahu did not break those Mizbechis. V'tolo bohen l'shvach, and nonetheless, he was praised for destroying the Avodah Zarah, and that was because he did his best to destroy everything he could get his hands on. In the same way, lo afrishonim, so to Shlomo HaMelech lo osu, even though he was not the one that made the mizbeach, v'tolo bohen l'gnai, but nonetheless, it was attributed to him. It was a disgrace to him. And it was attributed to him, but he did not build it. Who built it? It was his wives. It was those wives that built it, and it was as if Shlomo built it, but he didn't build it. Who destroyed them? Also destroyed them. And it was as if Yeshayahu destroyed them. Ask the Gemara of Oksiv, Vayas Shlomo hara b'enei Hashem. Does it not say that Shlomo HaMelech did evil in the eyes of Hashem? Says the Gemara, no. His wives were being very evil, but Shlomo HaMelech could have rebuked them, he could have stopped them and protested what they were doing, and he didn't, and therefore the evil of those wives are attributed somewhat to Shlomo HaMelech. Then the Pasuk regards him as if he did those Averis, but of course Shlomo HaMelech did not do those Averis himself. And now the Gemara continues to discuss Shlomo HaMelech. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Noyach Loi Lo'isei Tzadik, it would have been better and more comfortable for Shlomo HaMelech, Sheyehei Shamosh LeDover Acher, that he should be an attendant serving the homes of Avodah Zarah. Not Chas V'Shalom serving Avodah Zarah, but being an attendant to those who are serving Avodah Zarah. Ve'al Yichtov Boy, and that would have been better than what it says in the Pasuk, Vayas Hora Be'enei Hashem, that it's attributing these Averis in the Pasuk to Shlomo HaMelech. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yodom HaShmuel, B'shar Shenoso Shlomo Bas Paroi, when Shlomo HaMelech married Paroi's daughter, Hechnisa Loi Elef Minei Zemer, she brought 1,000 different types of musical instruments into him, v'omroloi, and this wife, the daughter of Pari, would say to Shlomo, kach oisim la'avodah zarah ployness, this is what they would perform in front of this type of idol, v'kach oisim la'avodah zarah ployness, and this is what they would do to a different type of avodah zarah, v'loi michabo, and Shlomo HaMelech should have protested against her. We don't give any interest in Avodah Zarah. We don't follow, we don't do things that they do for Avodah Zarah. And he did not protest against this wife, and therefore the Averus were attributed to Shlomo. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, what happened? B'shoah shenoso Shlomo es bas Paroi, when Shlomo HaMelech actually married the daughter of Paroi, Yorad Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, went down, Noat Kono Bayom. He thrust a reed pole into the sea, V'ola Boy Sirtoin, and a sandbank formed around it, and slowly becoming larger and larger and larger, creating some type of an island, and that island grew and grew and grew, and at the end, Va'olov Nivne Krach Kodol Shalroimi, a very great and powerful Krach, the city of Rome, was built on it, and it was going to be Rome that was ultimately going to torment and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. B'masnit Tana, in a Braisa we learned that Oisa Yayoim, that day, Shehichnis Yerovam Shnei Egle Zov, when Yerovam did the Avodah Zarah, and we already saw before that this was to do with something that David HaMelech had done, that he'd received, or at least partially received, the Avodah Zarah of Tzivyo against Mephibosheth. Then what happened? Echod beveis il veechod bedon. Then when Yerovam put one of these calves, they were idols, one of these calves he put in beis il and one of them in don, what happened? Nivnet Srif Echod, a little hut was built on this island, on this Sirtoin that was there after Gavriel put the reed into the sea. And then slowly from one little hut, it became another hut, another home. It grew and grew and grew. V'zehu Italio Shel Yovon, and this became the Italio Shel Yovon, and was part of, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah explains, this became part of Rome, and it was Rome afterwards that tormented Klal Yisrael for a long time. Continues the Gemara, and this is the final one of those tzaddikim that one could mistakenly think that they did an Avera, and in fact they didn't. Now the Gemara on Dafnun Vav Amud Aleph, when we had on Dafnun He Amud Beis, when we had the Simon, it doesn't say Yoshiyahu, it says V'yoyosh. But there the Mefarashim say that it seems to be a mistake, it shouldn't say Yoyosh, it should say Yoshiyahu. So says the Gemara, Omer Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Omer Reb Yonason. Kol ha'oimer Yoshiyahu choto, anyone who says that Yoshiyahu did the Avera, Eine Elotoye, is mistaken. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayas Hayoshor Be'ini Hashem, that Yoshiyahu HaMelech was very righteous and did what was straight in Hashem's eyes. Vayelech Bechol Derech David Oviv, and he followed his ancestor David in all his ways. So you see, he didn't do an Avera. So Rabbi Yonason continues, Elomani Mekayim, how do we understand the Pasuk that says, V'komoyhu lo'hoyo lefonov melech asher shav v'goymer, that before him, before Yeshiyahu, there was no king like him who returned to Hashem. He did tshuva with his whole soul and with all his possessions. So you see here clearly that it seems that Yeshiyahu did do an Avera, and that's why he had to do tshuva. So how can you say he didn't do the Avera? Answer to Rabbi Yonason, Shekol dinin shedon mi ben shmoino at shmoino esrei, on all the cases, the court cases that Yeshiyahu judged from the age of 8 until the age of 18, hechziron lohen, he returned the money. If he said, if Reuven had a din Torah against Shimon and he ruled that Reuven has to pay Shimon, then he then returned from his own money to Reuven whatever he made Reuven give Shimon. Shema toima notal mizeh v'nosan zeh. Are you going to say that he took money from the winning party and gave it back to the losing party? Talmud leima b'chol ma'idoi. He did it with all his own possessions. Shenosan lehem misheloi. He took his own money and gave it back to the losing parties. Yeshayahu became the king when he was 8 years old. When he was 18, either 18 years old or 18 years into his melucha, then Rashi explained that there was somebody who was looking through the Dinei Torah that had been written down and that was there orally, and he brought it to Yeshayahu's attention that it could be he made a mistake. Now, it's not clear he made a mistake. He said, yeah, maybe there was reason for to believe that maybe he could have made a mistake. And because of this sofik, from his own pocket, he paid back all those people that he said were chayev, and maybe they were chayev. But he paid out of his own pocket to all those people, and that's what it means, he came back to Hashem. That doesn't mean he did an Aveira. It just means that he did something which seems to be very righteous, that he made up for any possible type of mistake that could have occurred. Continues the Gemara, Pligi de Rav, Rabbi Yonason seems to be arguing with Rav. Rabbi Yonason said that Yeshayahu did not do an Aveira. And Rav said, the Omar Rav, Ein lecha godil bebali tshuva yosem Yeshayahu bedoiroi ve'echod bedoireinu. Rav said, there's no greater Baal tshuva, somebody who did tshuva after having done an Aveira, that no one greater than Yeshayahu in his generation, and one in our generation. So you see clearly that Yeshayahu was a Baal tshuva. He must have done an Aveira before. That's Rav's opinion, not like Rabbi Yonason. Umanu, this one in our generation that Rav said, who is this great Baal tshuva in the generation of Rav? Says the Gemara, Abba, somebody called Abba, Avua de Rabbi Yirmiyah ba Abba, the father of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the son of Abba. He was this great Baal tshuva in the generation of Rav. V'omri lo, others say it's Acha, not Abba, it's Acha, who was Achuha de Abba, Avua de Rabbi Yirmiyah, who was the brother of Abba, the father of Rabbi Yirmiyah, of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. That means it was either Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba's father, Abba, or that father's brother called Acha. The Omar Mar, because it said that Abba v'Acha achiavu. Abba, the father of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, and his and Acha, they were brothers. Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, V'oid echod b'dareinu. There's another one in our generation that's a very great Baal tshuva. Asks the Gemara, Manu, who's this? Says the Gemara, Ukva bar Nechemya resh gelusa. Ukva, who was the son of Nechemya, who was the head of the galus. V'hainu, and this Ukva was Nosen Tzutzisa. He's somebody known as Nosen Tzutzisa, who had done a terrible Aveira, and Hashem accepted his tshuva. He was a very great Baal tshuva in that generation. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Hava Yosivna Bepirka. I was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash listening to some learning. V'hava Komenamnim, and I was dozing off. V'chazoi Bechelma, and I saw in a dream, the Koposhat Yodei V'Kiblei, that a malach, an angel, stretched forth his hands and accepted Nosen Tzotzisa's, this Ukva, accepted his tshuva. And you can look in the Meforoshim, it's a discussion on its own right, exactly what happened. It's a fascinating story with Nosen Tzotzisa, why he was given that title. I don't want to elaborate here, but he was a tremendous Baal tshuva, and he was the Baal tshuva mentioned here in that generation. Hadron Aloch Bameh Behemo, B'siyata Deshmaya, we finished and we're going to do Chazora of Perek Bameh Behemo, and in our next year we're going to start B'siyata Deshmaya, Perek Bameh Isho.